This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Centre's One Rank, One Pension OROP scheme completes 10 years today. It is a transformative scheme implemented by the government to ensure fair and equal pension payments for ex-servicemen. The scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for OROP scheme in the current financial year is over 4,468 crore rupees. It said over 895 crore rupees has been disbursed to armed forces pensioners till the 30th of September this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement OROP was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completes 10 years today, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicate their lives to protecting the nation. He said over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from the landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said, beyond the numbers, OROP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. The Prime Minister further added that his government will always do everything possible to strengthen the armed forces and further the welfare of those who serve the nation and its citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Donald Trump and congratulated him on his spectacular victory in the US presidential election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to further strengthen India-US relations across technology, defense, energy, space, and several other sectors. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Goa today. The president will attend the Day at Sea event. The event will demonstrate the operational capabilities of the Indian Navy combatants, including a glimpse of the flying operations from the INS Vikrant. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is committed to building a terror-free India with its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the two-day anti-terror conference beginning in New Delhi today will further enhance coordination among agencies to strengthen the country's security. The Home Minister will address the conference, which is being organized by the NIA. The conference has a key focus on fostering coordination among various stakeholders to tackle terrorism through a unified whole-of-the-government approach. Today is the third day of the ongoing Chhath Puja festival celebrations. Devotees will offer Sandhya Arghya or evening oblations to the setting sun at different Chhath Ghats located on the banks of river. Large number of devotees will perform the ritual at water bodies, reservoirs and makeshift arrangements on roof of their houses. The four-day festival will culminate tomorrow morning with oblations to the rising sun. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion of Chhath Puja. The Indian Railways is scheduled to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate the passengers. These passengers will return to their destination after celebrating festivals. The Railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. According to the Indian Railways has achieved the feat of transporting 65 lakh passengers on 4,521 trains in the last 36 days. In Bihar, the last rites of legendary singer Sharda Sinha, known as Bihar Kokila, will be performed today in Patna with full state honours. The mortal remains of the folk singer will be consigned to flames at Gulabi Ghat in Patna on the banks of Ganga River this morning. The eminent folk singer passed away at AIIMS, New Delhi on Tuesday. Today is National Cancer Awareness Day. This day has been held annually on 7th of November since 2014. The day aims to raise awareness about cancer prevention, early detection and treatment. It also marks the birth anniversary of Marie Curie, the Polish-French physicist and chemist whose groundbreaking discoveries of radium and polonium have played a key role in cancer treatment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.